Hello and welcome to Play Loose, Look Tight, documenting the process of life after. I'm your host, Danny McQueen. Welcome to the pod.
Absolutely banging. Thank you, Joshua Surtees, for fixing that intro. I appreciate that was a lot of work, man, so thank you for sticking with it and getting it through that. But wow, this sounds like an actual podcast now, eh? So today's episode is a captain's log and his ego is the enemy, which is the same subject matter or title as Ryan Holiday's book, Ego is the Enemy. And I want to talk about ego because ego is a large reason why I've gotten back to where I'm at now. I think ego has been a huge part in forcing me to get back up to try again because I can do this. I'm better than this. It's just like a very delicate dance you play with ego because, well, we'll talk about that a little bit later. Before we dive into that, though, let's talk about time and a place. So today is April 17th. Lockdown restrictions have started to open up here in the UK. So I swam for the third time this week. Today in the sun. Oh, just banging, bud. Loved it. Loved it. Sun's out. Guns out. 34 laps, 60 minutes. Not a big deal. But oh, I'm such a better person when I'm in the pool. I can just untangle all these thoughts in my head because all you have to do in the pool is just swim, right? There's no outside influence. There's no music, no traffic, no people. Well, there's people. There is people. But you just swim and you just tackle complex issues or problems. So I was talking to my friend Cody on Friday about what I've recorded so far for this episode. And I was told, you know what, man, I'm going to blow the whole thing up. It's not good. It's not good enough. You kind of go through this chart of like, it's good. It's not good. I'm crap. I'm okay. It's okay. It's good. I'm good. You kind of go through this like big heaps and troughs. Doing this podcast thing, you know, that, you know, the ego's the enemy, but like, let me tell you, it goes up and down big time with this. And when you're kind of sharing this sort of stuff, like, this is a super sensitive subject matter. I realize, talking about ego and my perception of it and how it's helped me get back to where I'm at now, it's a minefield, man. Let me tell you that. So I'm really trying to be cautious with this and not overstep or step on a landmine because they're everywhere. But ego's the enemy of today's episode is the captain's log. The problem is when ego spills over into arrogance. So imagine you have a flat line in front of you. 90 degrees is ego. Anything over 90 degrees is arrogance, right? The goal is to get it to 90 degrees and not spill over. Now, when you're playing it in any sort of fast and loose capacity or any sort of real life capacity, regardless of fast and loose, you're going to spill over. Like, you're going to have those moments where you spill over into arrogance. And that's something I've certainly been guilty of. And people can smell that on you, man. They can really smell that on you. And it's not a nice odor, you know? And the reason why I think arrogance kind of spilled into my life is that I look at my injury, right? Like this brain hemorrhage, the coma, wheelchair, you know, everything's taken away from you. You're massively humbled, right? You've got everything taken away. You rebuild, and then you lose it all again. And I think, would anyone else be able to get back from this? And I think, in all honesty, I don't think many can. Many have, many will. And that kind of feeds this narrative in your mind that means I'm better than. And that's toxic, man. That's super toxic. I'd be lying if I said that's not... Well, it's something that I've definitely grappled with. But that better than is such a needless and toxic conversation to have. So the goal is to get it to 90 degrees, to maximize ego, but not spill into arrogance. And that's kind of the theme for this episode, is we're talking about ego. Ego is the enemy. Well, arrogance is the enemy, is the thing here. Ego is good. Ego is healthy to a degree, as long as it doesn't spill over into arrogance. Ego is why I'm at where I'm at today. Because I've told myself I knew better than this. I am better than this. Push, push, push. And it's a bit narcissistic, I guess, in a way. Like, it's very much, like, ego is a big part of this, man. I think if you don't understand that, it can be quite difficult. One thing that will show my perspective on this is that it's not that I don't care what you think about me. I do. I just care a little bit more what I think about myself. Let me say that again. It's not that I don't care what you think about me. I do. I just care a little bit more what I think about myself. And that's kind of the whole bag.
All right, so we're doing a captain's log this episode, so we're kind of getting off-piste here. Just kind of spitballing how I'm thinking about some of these issues and subject matters that we're talking about today. So one thing that I wanted to talk about was...
So the goal of this podcast is to be different, not better than. I know, I'm not trying to be 10% better than Chase Jarvis, Tim Ferriss, or Gary Vaynerchuk. I'm trying to be different, not better. Which is a huge realization to come from and to come to. If you remember the start of this podcast, I did my why. Why am I doing this podcast? And there were three main reasons. The first was gratitude. You know, I'm grateful for the way I've been treated. The medical staff that saved my bacon on a number of occasions. The therapists that have worked with me to help me walk, talk, smile again. Massive gratitude for this staff, this army that kept me alive and improved me and got me back to where I'm now. Empathy. You know, I'm empathetic for people battling back through this, going through this rebuild. I know how tough this is. And the last one is perspective. You know, I look at the world differently now than I did before. I see things through a different lens. You know, I enjoy the small things. Not that I'm like all zenned out all the time. It's not really real. But let's just say that I notice the small things and they make a difference for me. And like, I'm grateful for that and I show gratitude for that. So the goal of this podcast is to be different, not better than. I want to die on my sword, which means I want to showcase my ideas, talk about my truth, and push that forward. If that works, great. If not, I'm happy to die on that. I don't want to try to like imitate or mimic someone else having success with and talk about what they're talking about, because that's not my ideas. It's not my perspective. It's not my sword, right? I'm going to be reaching for that. Eventually, it's going to catch up with you, man. Like, I'm going to speak my truth and just kind of go for that. That's the point of this podcast, to be different, not better.
And I guess, why am I talking about ego and arrogance in this episode? I guess just because that's such a big part of what I view to be my shortcomings in the past. I've been perceived as arrogant. And how I've been perceived as arrogant is I've kind of held myself in this view that I can be better than, based on what we talked about earlier. You know, many people wouldn't be able to get back to where I'm at now, and that can seep into your way to be, your ego and your arrogance piece. And that's just a toxic way to think and be. Like, I can't tell you how sour that is. Like, I'm just thinking about now how I've acted in certain situations. I'm like, oh my God, you're unredeemable, man. Like, that's horrible. But like, it's not like I can really... It's like unbridled almost. It's kind of just like on the edge of control.
All right, so we got a new segment we're going with here called Better Than Yesterday. I'm going to look at the last episode with the guest interviews or what have you and talk about ways that I'm looking to actively improve it. Things that I've identified that can be improved and streamlined. We're kind of taking on board this growth mindset into the podcast and showing how it's applied there. So there's a couple of examples that I want to talk through on this episode. Before we dive into that, I want to mention, you know, this podcast was delayed by a week, right? This was a result of an audio automatic fade out on the master track, which caused the audio to go to zero, to count for nothing, which I definitely did not apply to the GarageBand software, but somehow managed to be there. After some YouTubing and Googling, I managed to rectify it. Got the master track going, which is good because I now know how to use fade-ins and fade-outs, as evident by the intro and the outro piece in this episode. But it's, I don't know, man, lots to learn with this. It's very much a growth mindset opportunity here. Lots of cock-ups, you know, fumble my way through this and just kind of make it through the other side. So it's just kind of showcasing that growth mindset in like a practical way. How am I taking on board this growth mindset, right? It's one thing to speak about it, another thing to like live it in like a very public way. So I'm really grateful I managed to figure out that auto fade out, because that was a little stressful, man, because I'm not that technical, and when you get stuff like that, it's just like, well, shit, I can't do much about that. You can't hear the audio on the track, but luckily I managed to problem solve that and get it rolling, so that's kind of cool. But new segment on a captain's blog, it's gonna be better than yesterday. And just kind of dissecting the podcast and how we're looking to improve it.
Couple lessons from last podcast. First of all, Yara, thank you so much for your time. You don't know how strong you are until your only option is to be strong. There's a couple closed questions I asked in the last interview, which I noticed. Yara played ball and kind of kept the conversation rolling, but I've just stripped those out so you can have a look at those questions here.
Has it been pretty therapeutic for you, this whole experience, like putting the blog out? You find that people really resonate with what you say and be like, hey, I felt the same way about this too.
Yes.
Again, the goal of this podcast is documenting the process of, right? So I'm trying to showcase what I'm working on, how I'm looking at this podcast to be better. So there's two questions here that I identified as closed questions.
Just to make sure we're all on the same page, what I mean by a closed question is like you can answer with a yes or no. It doesn't open up the dialogue, where an open question would be like, why do you feel this way? Kind of encourages you to speak, where a closed question can be answered in a yes or no format. So Yara was very kind and played ball with me and answered these closed questions in an open way. But it's on me to ask a better question to elicit more of a response and maybe a deeper connection and conversation for the podcast.
And also the way I was marketing the podcast was quite spammy in my behavior. I was creating a post and not mentioning people. Rather than now I'm sending individual messages to members with some context and you know, see how they're doing and getting them engaged in that way. I don't know why I thought that the spammy behavior was a way to go, but I guess it saves some time. But when I receive a message like that from someone, I almost always automatically discount it and just throw it in the bin. Don't even look at it because it's just, this isn't for me. This is a spam message. So it's interesting that like I've identified that I've fallen into that rut, and I've changed my habits now and changing my approach based on this.
Again, off piece here, we're going in a bit about trust, what that means to me, how I kind of view it and treat it. Again, it's a bit of rambling, a bit of like a cluster joining of ideas, but hey, it's my podcast, man. Rock and roll.
So my way to be is, you know, I mentioned this in the last podcast, is happy-go-lucky, and that have this trusting attitude. You know, I trust everyone until I don't, right? Like, I trust you until you lose it. And that way kind of leaves you open to get burned in some respects, but in all honesty, life's short, man. Like, it's not like, I'm not going to put these hoops in front of you to prove your trust so I can trust you. It's like, this, I'm past that. Let's move on. I trust you, full disclosure. If you burn me once, shame on you. Burn you twice, shame on me, right? Like, I'm kind of vigilant to this. If I get burnt, that's fine. Just don't let it happen again. And you kind of move on with things, and that's been fine. It does leave you open for some shenanigans, but in all honesty, I think it's I'm happy to be this way rather than the other way, where I'm closed off and everyone has to prove everything to me. It's like, there's no time for that. Like, it's needless and a waste of time and energy. Like, life's short, man. Now, I guess this episode is kind of me acknowledging that I can be egotistical, I can be narcissistic, I can be arrogant. And this is not by any stretch a public apology, so don't get me wrong, this is not that. It's more me recognizing that I've acted in this way. And only a big part of this is like looking at yourself closely, right? The person who can look at themselves the closest will get the best results. I'm very self-critical. The ego piece is quite big. Like, I've got that big ego mixed with massive humility. Like, I know I fuck up, and I know that I think of myself as someone who's in who's got a big ego, right? But I mix that with also being massively humble. And like, when I talk about humble, like humility, like try losing the ability to walk, talk, smile, everything, right? Like you get it all stripped away and you kind of realize where you stand and, you know, what's important. Life kind of gets a different cachet when that happens to you. You realize what really matters and what's kind of an erroneous, frivolous extravagance you don't really need. And also with people too, you kind of realize what's important and what's not. So it's, again, massively humble, but massively egotistical as well, which is, I don't know, it's how I've played it, or at least how my DNA has allowed me to play it. It's allowed me to get to where I'm at now, which I think is in a pretty good spot. I'm not there yet. I'm still working towards stuff, and I'm still striving to be better. Like every day I get up, and I'm looking to be better. Or I'll diagnose like an interaction with a friend, and I'll be like, you know what, man, I really shouldn't have said that. It's not cool. Because I'll play it back in my mind, and it's just like this thing that gnaws at you. It's interesting. Like it's been really interesting to kind of live this life and then be reflective of it afterwards, that makes sense. But ego and arrogance plays into that quite a bit. And I'll misstep a lot, right? I'm kind of, this podcast is a prime example. Like I'm doing this tightrope walk in front of, well, it's not private. Let's just leave it at that. Like it's in front of people. I'm hopefully going to be more in front of more people. But the idea here is to like show you these missteps. And failure is something I wanted to talk about. So failure is a big thing in life, right? Talking about like fail this, fail that. Fail fast, fail often. Like I've become so comfortable with failure because I used to grow up playing sports. I played everything under the sun, like sports, like ice hockey, baseball, soccer. That one, I never played basketball. I hated that sport. But I played dodgeball, like all the sports, man. I played them all. And team sports, right? And in team sports, there's a winner, there's a loser. And you don't want to be on the losing side. You lose a couple times and you realize, hey, I don't like that feeling. Let's go back on the winning side. How do I win? And you learn. But when you fail, it's not like it's like you are shit. It's just like, okay, don't approach it the same way or tweak it a little bit differently. But sports allow you to become comfortable with that failure, that loss. And understand that it's not, doesn't need to be that way, right? So it ties nicely into the expression on this episode, which we'll get to in just a second.
So the expression on this episode is whoever wins, wins. And this comes from when I was growing up as a kid. You're on the schoolyard or in the street and you're playing with like your friends, and they'd always want to have like whoever wins gets whatever have you, and it would take them forever to figure out what the prize would be for winning. Like I get a pack of Skittles or a bag of crisps or a bag of treats or I don't know, whatever you want when you're a kid, right? And I would always jump in when this happened because it would take forever, first of all, to decide what the prize would be. And I would always drop, whoever wins, wins. Because the winning was all that was important to me. I didn't care about what the prize was. I wanted to beat you. Competition, right? Like that's the kind of the driving force of this. Like growing up playing sports, I really understood what it was like to lose, what it was like to win. And I understood that like winning, beating you was all I needed to win. I didn't need external motivating factors. Just to know that I beat you was enough for me. And that really kind of permeates the mindset of what I need to take on board by competing, competition. That's been such a huge helping part of my upbringing, and like my mindset has been that competition, that competing element. So that's been really important for me. So whoever wins, wins. Now, before we end this episode, I want to take a second and go over what I mean by ego and pride, because that might have been muddled a little bit by me and my interpretation of it. Okay, I've been doing some reading about ego, and may have misstepped here. I think ego is the enemy. I think that is correct. But ego is healthy. But I think I mean by ego, I mean by pride, like pride, taking pride in yourself. That's kind of what I mean by ego. So I think ego is the enemy. You don't want to be overly concerned with people's perspectives or opinions of you. You want to be more focused on the internal dialogue, and that's pride. So arrogance is obviously bad. I said ego and arrogance, 90 degrees is top of ego before we get into arrogance. I think like pride is kind of what I'm aiming to get you to, right? Like having pride in what you say to yourself, the story you tell yourself is so key. If you don't believe in yourself, who's going to believe in you, right? Like it's all comes down to that. So ego is this negative thing in your space, in your way to be. I guess that's what I'm going for, but there's definitely some ego still in my way to be. So it's not naked of ego. There's definitely some of that in you, in me. I think it's key to have some of that too, right? Like that kind of drives you to be better. That kind of tells you this story of, you know, you're better than this. But I think what I'm going for here is pride, not ego, if that makes sense. I'm just going to watch a couple of videos of this. I'm like, oh, crap. Rather than re-record the whole episode, I'll just acknowledge that that's probably what I'm aiming for. The hack on this episode is respect. Now, you need to respect everybody, which seems like a pretty basic hack, I know. These are all hacks that I had to relearn again, right? Like, I've learned this because I haven't shown respect. And I've wondered why relationships have soured and I've been getting shade thrown my way. It's like, well, why is that, Dan? And that's because I haven't showed respect. It all starts with you, right? So people will forget what you told them, but never forget how you made them feel. And by not showing respect, you're really doing yourself a disservice and putting yourself in a position to not be successful. It's all about feelings, which sounds a bit woo-hoo. But at the end of the day, it's how you make people feel, which is ultimately your currency, right? Like, do you like being around me or no? Do you trust me or not? All this stuff is about feelings. And it all comes down to respect. If I don't show respect, that's not going to be a good feeling. You're going to be able to feel that. People can smell that off you a mile away, man. If you don't show respect, people can smell that off you a mile away. Because it permeates everything you do, right? That ego and arrogance has crept into your way to be. And just that dismissive nature, man, it's like a real, it's a real thorn in your side. And like, it doesn't do you any good. So respect everyone. That's the key thing here. It's something I've been guilty of in the past, and I'm trying to be better than yesterday on this respect. Boom, there you go. But it's not something I'm perfect at yet, because you still have that ego and arrogance that kind of runs in the background, and that kind of can cloud your vision sometimes. All right, we're winding up this episode. Before we go, we're going to drop a highlighted review. This one comes from my friend Abby Stein McLean, who I met in Montreal. Jeux Explorer. Great time. Double palm. $3.90 for life. The review is, I find comfort in the voices on this podcast. Knowing that optimism in the face of adversity can lead to such thriving individuals. I love the two for the road catchphrase and intend to adopt it into my own lexicon. Keep up the good work, mate. Abby, thank you so much for the wonderful review. If you want to get featured on the next podcast episode, please drop a review and we may have you in the next one. Before you go, I got three quick things for you. The first is thank you. I'm not sure how you found this podcast, but I'm really grateful for your time and more importantly, your attention. The second is please share this podcast. Three people would be ideal. Add a notice to why you think it's relevant for them. Do not mention me at PlayLLT across the socials. And third, and this is the most important one here, is they ask to give me a highlighted review on Apple Podcasts. Now, this is currency in the space and really important to get the podcast bumped up the rankings. Please drop a review. You may feature in the next episode.